Right now, it is time to be joined by Dr. Judy Werpman. It is time for Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Before Her Voice Was Still, A Friendship in the Shadow of ALS, and Journal of a Duck Midwife. And we say, good morning, Dr. Werpman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you, and it's also a beautiful, sunny, clear, not terribly cold day here, too. But a good month, December, has been so far.
Oh, we like that.
Anyway,
go on.
Anyway, I was thinking of, you know, sort of modifying the food for mood and talk about sleep for mood as our topic today, because from personal experience, and I'm sure many people have had, share my experience, when you do not get enough sleep, your mood can certainly become, can plummet, whether it's sunny outside or rainy outside or snowing. If you have been up all night or have had a disrupted sleep, or it's more than one night that you've had disrupted sleep, the sun may be shining, but the world looks really bleak. And I really wonder if people understand, unless they've actually gone through it themselves, just the real impact that lack of sleep can have on your mood. And really, Jill, the opposite, how a good night's sleep can be, you know, as refreshing as a sort of proverbial, swim in a cool lake on a hot summer day.
Right. No, I think that people don't really focus. You know, it's funny. I think they're aware of it, but it's a surface awareness instead of a more integrated one. So it's like, I didn't sleep. Oh, I was stressed. Oh, the baby was crying. Oh, the patient was, you know, had a bad night. And then, you know, it's just sort of brushed off rather than treated as though, wow, this deficit is ultimately going to cause an issue.
Yes, and, you know, again, we read, you know, I've certainly been guilty of writing about it as well, read constantly about the negative effects of not getting enough sleep, you know, from teenagers who have to wake up too early because their school starts at 7:30 a.m. and they really should be allowed to sleep until 9, to college students who pull an all-nighter, working, you know, as an adult through the night to finish an assignment, getting up extremely early in the morning for travel, or simply juggling, you know, the many tasks someone has both in work and the household. So you think to yourself, well, I have all these hours which I can use sleeping, but I'm going to use it to, you know, catch up on everything I have to do at home because it's my only free time. Because once morning comes, I'm going to be terribly busy. And so we hear about the effects it has on your cognition, your motor ability, your ability to remember things, to speak well, all sorts of negative consequences, and even obesity, because people tend to eat in order to keep themselves awake when they're really tired or to deal with their tiredness, and they can consume a lot of calories without even realizing it. But the flip side is, you know, that a good night's sleep really has a very positive effect on your mood, your cognition. And one of the things that is so odd, Jill, is that we are besieged with information about how food, supplements, herbs, spices, whatever, can affect how you feel, your well-being. But in all of the advertisements and the supplements and the newspaper articles and media articles about the effect of food on mood, if we don't have even a millionth of all those articles on the effect of sleep on your mood.
Right.
It's like it's a great big, it's absent. Nobody talks about it.
No, because it's just one of those things that I saw something that was absolutely fascinating. The invention of rubber and rubber soles has created, created a block between, you know, we are creatures of the earth. You know, if your naked foot or your stocking foot touches the ground, you are making contact with basically source. And, you know that as a kid when you're running around barefoot.
But, sure.
Okay. So the invention of rubber and rubber soles, sneakers, remember your PF flyers,
yeah,
remember your Keds, has put an active block between you and your connection with the ground. Now, do we talk about it? No, we just get the coolest sneakers in the history of the universe.
Yeah, that's true. Because you're right. No, nobody really feels the earth, feels the ground through their feet. As I say, they are not in proverbial terms, grounded.
Right, but so the same thing was, it's like you literally pay lip service. Oh, I didn't get enough sleep. Oh, I've always wondered about internships at doctors. Not that I ever really wanted to be.
Oh, sure.
But that's it was always presented as, oh no, this is really good because it teaches them to function under stress. And all I could think of is it teaches them to give a patient the wrong thing because they're so bloody exhausted that they don't know what to do.
No, you make a very good point, and it's well known that the resident doctors in hospital work under horrible sleep deficits. But then you look at people who are forced to work overtime, let's say in your policeman or your fire department, or even people who are taking care of people in a nursing home or a young mother. That's one thing. Or let's say a company that says, okay, we want this report on our desk at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, and I don't care that we just gave you the work to do at 11 o'clock at night. I mean, I have a granddaughter who is a law associate who her law firm said, well, we won't give you any new work after 11 p.m. That's our policy.
Gee, that's
after
nice.
11 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay?
No.
So, and the attitude is, well, your sleep is sort of like an unlimited bank account. You can squander it. You can pay it out. No, there's not going to be any charge, any overdraft, because we all have enough time to sleep. And that is such a wrong attitude. I mean, you have to look at your hours of sleep that are available to you like you would with a shrinking bank account. And no more would you make a charge that's going to put you in a terrible deficit, then you should put yourself in a situation in which you're going to have a terrible sleep deficit. But we simply don't focus on that until we are so exhausted that, you know, that's the only thing we can think about. When can I go back to sleep?
No, it's really, that is absolutely true, and I find it just stunning.
It's appalling, actually.
Yeah, and I should have mentioned in the residencies, associates at law firms, because that's another way. All right, so you pull an all-nighter, and it's really crucial that you don't hand your partner, boss, or whatever, something that's deeply flawed. And I mean, by 3 in the morning, haven't you ever sat and just watched words swim in front of your eyes?
Oh, well, or you simply become inarticulate. And, you know, added to that is jet lag. I mean, I remember once going to Europe, it's more than once, but coming in very late and having trouble finding where we were supposed to stay, and being at a meeting the next morning and having to give a talk. And I remember looking at this slide that I was supposed to be talking about and thinking, oh, what's that? What am I supposed to be saying? I mean, the brain just shut off. And people were looking at me like, is she having a brain freeze or something? Because my sleep deficit was so much I couldn't think. And I think for people, you know, why don't we start talking about this more? Forget about taking that special your solution that you're getting from the jungles of Brazil or what have you that's supposed to improve your memory or your cognition or make you live longer. Just think about going to sleep a little earlier and saying no, if you have the courage to do so, to people who impose work obligations on you that really cut into your sleep. And if you can get people, you know, and I've been in this situation I told you, Jill, which I finally had to get somebody to help me with some household problems so I could get to sleep. And it made such a difference. I mean, I can talk to you today. A few days ago, I couldn't have talked to you.
Not to mention the fact that you will now manage that household situation more adroitly because you're not totally burnt anyway.
Exactly.
And that's the other element of it. So, yeah, we will talk about it because it's a very real thing, and it's literally staggering that it's not more of a topic.
Yep, right. Okay. Well, have a good night's sleep tonight.
All right. I will try. You too. Thank you very much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
I guess you won't go working for Elon Musk because he now with Twitter people, he's putting actual bedrooms in the businesses so people can work late and.
That's one way of putting it. It was actually so people had a place to sleep.
Yeah,